Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHI Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. It's now time for part three of our series, in which we count down the very best film music of the past year. And there's a lot of really terrific stuff to get to in today's program, so let's jump in. We're going to count down from number 10 to number 6 on today's program. And coming in at number 10 is a score from composer Christopher Young, who also landed the number 11 spot on the list with his score for Priest. Coming in at number 10 is his flavorful, jazzy, incredibly entertaining music for Bruce Robinson's The Rum Diary. Take a listen.
Thank you. Thank you.
fantastic score. That one coming from Christopher Young, written for The Rum Diary. And that one comes in at number 10 on our countdown of the best film music of the past year. Coming in at number 9 is an overlooked score by Marco Beltrami and Buck Sanders, written for a horror film that sort of came and went without a whole lot of notice midway through 2011. The movie was called Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, and it featured a surprisingly beautiful, memorable horror score. Take a listen. music written for Don't Be Afraid of the Dark by Marco Beltrami and Buck Sanders. Really a fine effort from those two gentlemen. And that one comes in at number 9 on our list, the best film music of the past year. Coming in at number 8, a score which has generated a great deal of acclaim, and deservedly so. It's Ludovic Borges' score for the silent movie The Artist. Well, silent in the sense that it doesn't have any dialogue, but the music is required to carry most of the visuals, and it's a fine, lovely, charming score. Let's take a listen. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDverdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're continuing to spotlight the very best film music of 2011. We just featured number 8 on our list. That was the score for The Artist by Ludovic Borce. And next up, we have French composer Alexandre Desplat and his score for Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. That was, of course, the final film in the Harry Potter franchise, and a reasonably respectable conclusion to that series, and featured a really nice score by Desplat, which I think transcended his work on the previous installment. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music for Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, written by Alexandre Desplat. Coming in at number 6 on our list of the very best film music of 2011, a score from the talented Michael Giacchino, and one which is adversely affected, I think, by a rather poor recording. It's been noted by numerous people that the recording for Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol is less than superb. It really kind of dampens the energy of Giacchino's music at times, but that shouldn't be held against the score itself, which is another tremendous piece of action music writing from Mr. Giacchino, and I do hope you'll enjoy the selections we'll feature from it right now. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
And that's music by Michael Giacchino for Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, coming in at number 6 on our list of the best film music of the past year. And of course, it should be noted, the Mission Impossible theme written by the great Lalo Schifrin. Well, we're all out of time for today's program. I do hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week as we count down the top 5 film scores of the past year. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.